Coming up on the debut of Vikings Beyond the Gridiron. The NFL season is almost here, and there's plenty of excitement for things to get underway.
Last year definitely didn't go the way we wanted, and this year is a fresh start for us.
Hop on board to see how some Vikings are spending their final days of the offseason.
I will catch one before this year's up, mark my words. Oh,
okay. We hit the links with Christian Ponder to learn about the quarterback's love for both football and golf.
Golf is just, it's annoying at times. That's the way I get. I probably should quit.
And go inside the rehabilitation of a Viking star.
So basically he's doing an active leg press right now, getting all the range of motion. And it's more fun for the guy to compete against the machine.
That's next on the debut of Vikings Beyond the Gridiron.
It was a great pick, just like you said. You know, you're moving people around. You're filling more than one position.
Good quarterback. Kid's good. Kid's got a good arm.
And what I think Rick Spielman and company have done is they've done a really good job of meshing the two, getting some players that play positions of need, but also getting pretty good value.
They will rebound next year. A couple different player personnel changes.
It is once again that time of the year. When summer has passed its midway point, and thoughts turn to crisp Sunday afternoons. When fans throughout the upper Midwest start thinking ahead to the fall and cheering on their favorite football team. For the Vikings equipment crew, this is season number 47, getting the team ready for the annual trip down to Mankato.
We bring four semis full of equipment that's in pads, shoulder pads, helmets and everything, player stuff, and then all the backup shirts, pads for 90-plus players, plus 40 staff members that'll be down there for just under 3 weeks. We also have the training equipment we bring. And then on another weekend, we have two 53-foot semis that bring down the weight room that we set up in the field house at Mankato State. When we first started, we'd be lucky if we had two trucks, tops, going down there. Every year, it's gotten more and more evolved. Equipment's gotten bigger. Electronics are a huge part now, where we have trucks that are just loaded with TVs and cameras and that type of video gear. So yes, it just every year it increases. The same when we go on the road for a game and things like that, the electronics get bigger, the rosters get bigger, so everything just keeps increasing.
While the equipment staff work endless hours to get the players ready for the field, there is another busy group doing their best to be prepared for the 2012 season.
My passion for the Minnesota Vikings is just 100% purple all the time. It's just a great feeling to go in there and see Adrian Peterson run 80 yards. It's hard for me to just say everything because there's so much I could say about the Vikings. It's everything. Sundays are just the cream of the crop, and it just brings everything to a head that you get to go and see your boys put all that hard work in the offseason and come away with a victory.
The fans' hunger to see the purple back on the football field is rivaled only by the players themselves, who are looking to put a disappointing 2011 in the rearview mirror.
Oh, man, I got a feeling in my bones that I can't really explain. I think the excitement is kind of buzzing around the locker room, too, and the guys understand that we have a great opportunity right now. I think nobody really expects anything from us coming out this year. I think you got a group of guys right now who doesn't really know any better. We don't know that we're not supposed to be good. We don't know that we're not supposed to go out there and compete week in and week out. We don't know that we're not supposed to be playing for a championship. So I think when you put those two things together, you got a pretty scary group.
You know, we're going to have a lot of naysayers flying under the radar, and that just motivates us even more. But, you know we got ourselves a great team here, and this is going to be the year we can put it all together.
We're real excited. You know, last year was obviously a down year for us. Nobody wants to win just three games. You know, we want to be relative in the latter part of the season going into the playoffs. So we look forward to that challenge this year and improving on the things that, you know, we did do good and improving those things that we didn't do as well last year.
Having a chance to do better. I mean, last year definitely didn't go the way we wanted. And this year is a fresh start for us to at least prove on those three wins and go beyond and get a lot more wins. And that's the main thing we're focusing on with this young group.
Excited. Didn't finish the way we wanted to last season. Definitely looking to improve on that.
Coming up on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron, we hit the lake with a Vikings rookie. That's next on the debut of Vikings Beyond the Gridiron. Beyond the Gridiron is presented by the HBO original series Game of Thrones. Season 1 is available now on DVD and Blu-ray. By Verizon, the official wireless partner of the Minnesota Vikings. And by Miller Lite, the official beer sponsor of the Minnesota Vikings. Each player finds different methods for preparing themselves for the upcoming season. For some, a day on the boat brings that ability to block away the distractions and find a little peace before they head to camp.
And literally, he'll start going slow, and the board will go against your feet.
Yeah.
And then he'll take off. And when he takes off, just stand up.
Hold him.
Now press, turn.
Good. Okay. Team try to throw me off.
Yep. See, and some you thought you wouldn't like this episode.
I love it. It's every day for us.
7,000 miles from the beauty of Lake Minnetonka is where Leslie Frazier is spending some of his final days before the season by giving back and supporting the troops who sacrificed so much for our freedom.
It's been awesome just to learn a little bit more about what you do to protect us and make our life and our country a lot safer. So thank you, and looking forward to getting to know all of you a little bit better. So thanks a lot.
The Vikings head coach spent a week in the Middle East this month as part of the USO NFL Coaches Tour to provide a much-needed break for the servicemen and women. Back from his rewarding trip overseas, as the players scatter across the country in their final days of solace, the head coach uses the time to focus on the task at hand of bringing a winning football team back to Minnesota.
Well, it's exciting for me. It's the best time for me, the fall, as you approach the fall and get ready for training camp, because that's where you really begin to build your team and set your foundation for the future. All OTAs and mandatory minicamps, all those things are so, so important. And then training camp is like the icing on the cake to a degree. It really is the time for us to churn out and develop our 53-man roster. So It's such an important time, and it's one that that first day you get so excited. It's almost like the first day of a baseball season almost, the excitement that it generates. And it's the same way when we kick off training camp in Mankato.
While most players like to avoid the thought of training camp and practices in the humid Minnesota heat, there is one man excited for his trip down 169 and the start of the 2012 season. General Manager Rick Spielman.
It's a very exciting time because we came off a great offseason. Players worked extremely hard. Our coaches brought a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm that you saw. Now we expect to carry all that momentum and that mentality that our coaches were able to establish and our players were able to establish during our offseason and head down to Mankato. And to me, it's the most exciting time of the year. It's the first opportunity that our players get out there and get the pads on and really get a true sense of where we're at as a football team and how we're progressing. We really focus on trying to get younger, trying to get a little bit more athletic, trying to hone in on guys that were very passionate football players, that were intelligent and loved what they're doing. And you've seen that with a lot of the new guys that we brought in. And along with the older established guys out here, the Jared Allens of the world, the way Adrian Peterson attacked his rehab, the development of Christian Ponder as we went through this. So there's a lot of positive things going on behind the scenes here.
Up next, learn how Christian Ponder spends his time away from the football field.
Hit it!
That's next on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron.
Uh-oh. This guy, sit down. Sit down. Good shot. Nice shot.
In their last week of summer vacation, NFL players will do anything to keep their mind off the upcoming training camp and practices in the 100-degree heat. And for one Viking, nothing lets him get away from the worries more than a day on the course.
You know, I picked it up halfway through my college career at Florida State. I actually had an old girlfriend's father got me into it. And I love it. You know, it's challenging. I'm very competitive. So to get out here with, you know, Kyle Rudolph and I play a lot together, and even Rick Spielman and our trainer, Eric Sugarman, and I play with my brothers a lot. And it's just fun. It's fun to get out. And, you know, obviously I love football, but during the summer when you're not focused on football, it's just good to get away a little bit and get out on the golf course and play.
In the hole!
Hit it! Golf is so frustrating. It's unbelievable. And even in practice, if I miss a throw or something, that gets frustrating. But golf is just, gets annoying at times. But I still like it. I probably should quit, but whatever. Get up. It's not good. I think I've hit one good shot all day. I didn't get a warm-up, though, so I came straight out here. I worked out this morning, so I'm feeling a little big right now, so not good. Still fun, though. There it is. Nice! Yeah. Woo!
No string for that one. Oh.
Was that 500 now? Probably my competitive juices in me. I want to win, and I get pretty competitive in anything that I do. So I don't know, where's that ball? You just drove right over it. No, never mind. No, you didn't. So I would say the competitiveness would be the same.
A competitive fire on the course has brought success for Ponder in the game of golf this summer. But now the Texas native is ready for a breakout season on the football field.
You know, I hate not playing well. I hate disappointing people, especially disappointing myself. And I'm a very big perfectionist, and I always expect the best out of myself. And 2011 was a tough year. It was a wacky year with the whole lockout and everything. But it was an experience that I'm glad that I had, and something I'm learning from and going to next year. And I think 2012 is going to be a lot different.
He went through a lot last year. He battled, fought hard. You know, he
had the whole hip pointer thing and still played, and you know, he took his bumps and bruises. But having OTAs this year really helps, you know, not only him but our offense grow to get those extra practices in. So I'm excited to see him play this year.
Ever since I was little, and it was instilled from my dad that you know, hard work really pays off, and if you want to get better and be the best, you have to work harder than everybody else, and that's something I truly believe in. And I put a lot of time in this offseason to get better, and like I said, I wasn't satisfied with what I did last year at all. And I hate losing. I mean, that's the worst feeling in the world, and I love winning, and that's what drives me. So.
Ponder rolls out to the left. He's going to go deep to Michael Jenkins, wide open. Ponder back to pass, fires right for Rudolph. Caught, touchdown! Fires to Jenkins, caught, touchdown!
Very excited. It's right around the corner, and it's crazy how much we've accomplished this offseason, how fast it's flown by, and I think I'm going to have a lot more fun this year. I mean, I had tons of fun last year, but just being so much more confident and comfortable in my situation and my surroundings and my team and everything that's going on this season, it's just going to be a lot more fun this year.
Coming up, we go inside the rehab of All-Pro running back Adrian Peterson. That's next on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron. Beyond the Gridiron is presented by Miller Lite, the official beer sponsor of the Minnesota Vikings, by Verizon, the official wireless partner of the Minnesota Vikings, and by the HBO original series Game of Thrones. Season 1 is available now on DVD and Blu-ray. The weight room. A key tool for a football player's pursuit of improvement over the offseason. It can mean the difference between a touchdown and a five-yard loss. But for one Viking, working hard during the offseason means much more than improving. This offseason, the Vikings weight room and practice facility at Winter Park has been the home to the rehabilitation of one of the most important knees in the entire NFL. The left knee of Adrian Peterson. The All-Pro running back has been putting in plenty of long hours to come back from his ACL knee surgery. And he is using everything from the Wii to a yellow rubber ducky.
Water therapy is really beneficial. And he's in water right now, mid-chest level, so he weighs about 210 pounds. And right now, he's only about 20%, 25% of his body weight. So, you know, he weighs 50 pounds or less right now. He's able to run just fine without pain because, again, he's only at, you know, about 20, 25% of his body weight. He's basically playing a video game with his leg. So on this one, he's supposed to avoid the yellow tennis balls. And he's the block on the bottom. Obviously, his leg controls the motion. He's going to do the leg press today, and you'll see that's pretty boring. So basically, he's doing an active leg press right now, getting all the range of motion, and it's you know, it's more fun for the guy to compete against the machine. The Wii Fit is actually really good for rehab, and one of the things that he has to get better at doing because of the injury is balance and the ability to fire all those little fine muscles that are down there. So the Wii Fit's a fun way to work on balance.
You know, I know how much I mean to this organization, and you know, just my mentality. You know, I want to be out there to help my team and to help this organization accomplish the ultimate goal. You know, so from day one, when I walked off, you know, I had to accept it for what it was. You know, I knew it was ACL. And from that point on, you know, I struggled a couple of days, but I got my mind back set to, hey, this is what I need to do to accomplish my goal as far as being back, you know, the first week against Jacksonville. And I've just been doing that and trying not to look backwards.
Certainly attacked the rehab as we've expected. I mean, it's been a great approach with so far a good result. We're happy with, obviously, where he's at. We are very optimistic about his full recovery down the line.
So me personally, because that's my goal, I set my expectations high and my goal is high. And that first game against Jacksonville, I plan on being back. So it'll be disappointing if I'm not.
Join us all season as the Minnesota Vikings open up a new door to your favorite football team with Vikings Beyond the Gridiron. Visit Vikings.com for a complete show schedule. This has been a presentation of the Vikings Entertainment Network.